The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Hey, Daddy. What you doing?
Ooh, watching the end of the game? Can I watch with you?
Yay. I was hoping to get some time to just hang out with you on the couch. So, who's winning? I'm glad I came home for the weekend, Dad. I thought about just staying at school and getting some things done, but I would have been super lonely up there. Plus, I wouldn't have seen you, and I can't handle going without you for too long. But you know that. Of course, we Skype every week, Daddy. That's just something daughters and their fathers do, but it isn't the same thing as being here on the couch with you. So, have you been having movie nights still? With me at college, I mean. Oh, really? Who have you been watching movies with? Definitely not Mom. She couldn't handle our kind of movies. Too much blood and violence and horror and sex. So, who are you watching them with? You've been watching them alone? Aww. That just makes me sad is all. I mean, if you've been watching stuff with someone else, I would have been just the smallest bit jealous, I guess. It's our thing, you know? Maybe we could watch stuff together on our laptops, or I could stream stuff. Don't worry, Daddy. I always have time for you. I'm not that busy. Not yet. I mean, I do study plenty. Don't get me wrong. I go out too, but not that much. With friends. Yes, Dad. Friends. You know, like Gwen and Mary and Steven and... Of course I have guy friends, Dad. But not like boyfriends. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you were jealous too. No. It's fine, Daddy. It's natural for you to be protective of me. I've never minded. I'm very careful, Daddy, just like you taught me. No, I don't mean safe sex. I mean, I don't have any sex. I haven't really dated at all. Not yet. I don't know. Just really haven't had the time. And the boys at college are so... what's the word? So childish. Not like the men I'm interested in. And what am I doing? I'm taking my jeans off. Don't worry, Dad. I'm wearing underwear. See? It's just so warm in the house, and I had too much pie, and this is just much more comfy. Besides, I used to hang out in nothing but a t-shirt and panties with you all the time. Sure, I was younger, but I'm still just your little girl. Right. I mean, I might have more curves and, you know, I actually have tits now, but it's not weird or anything. Daddy, I never tease you. I'm a good girl. You know that. Well, I mean, is it so wrong that I enjoy it when you look at me? It's not like I'm really encouraging it, am I? I'm just sitting here. Sure, you can see my thighs, and maybe my shirt might be a little bit tight on me, but... Oh. I guess you can see my nipples. Must be cold. Anyway... It's flattering that you can't help but peek at me from time to time. I don't mind.
Do you want me to change, Dad? I don't want to make you uncomfortable or anything. No, I'm not uncomfortable. I really meant what I said. I like it when you look at me. I really like it, Dad. It makes me feel sexy, especially when it's just the two of us like this. Doesn't look like they're going to make a comeback, does it? They're too far behind. So, you like to rub Mom's legs when you watch stuff with her sometimes? I've seen you. Maybe you could do the same thing for me? I got up early and jogged today, and my legs are a bit sore, so if I could just put them in your lap, like this, you could, rub them. Just like that. Yeah. Just start with my feet. That feels so good, Daddy. I know why Mom always makes all those noises when you're doing this. Oh, the game is over already? Okay, I'll pick a movie. You just keep rubbing my feet. Let's see. Oh, yeah, The Nightmare Before Christmas. I haven't seen this in years. It's the perfect holiday movie, Daddy. You can watch it anytime in fall or winter. Yay! Okay, cool. I'll start it. I really love this opening so much. Do you remember watching this with me for the first time? Yeah? I was all cuddled up to you on the couch, a lot like this, and you even sung the songs with me. Yeah, it was so cute. Afterwards, you took me out to dinner, and I remember thinking it was almost like a date. We had a lot of fun that day. Would you mind rubbing my calves next? Yeah, I did some sprints up and down the hills down the road, and they're really sore, too. Thank you, Dad. I didn't say anything. I mean, I might have made a noise, but you can't really blame me. I mean, you're really good at giving calf rubs. And you have to admit, it is a bit naughty. Innocent? Not really. I mean, sure, you don't mean it to be bad, but you touch me all the time like this, and it has an effect on me. You can't blame me for having a reaction, really. An example? Okay, you touch the small of my back sometimes when you're guiding me through a door or whatever. It's not innocent. I see what happens when you touch Mom like that. She still gets this look every single time. Sometimes she even bites her lip, and when you touch me there, I shiver in my whole body. I'm sorry, Daddy. That was too far, I guess. I just meant that it's really nice when you touch me, and I'm a healthy young woman, so I have a reaction. That's all. Do you like my legs? I mean, I know you were looking at them, but I'm young, and I'm in decent shape, and lots of guys look at girls' legs. But do you look at my legs specifically? Like, would you think of them later, after I went to bed? Would you think of them and, you know? You know what? Never mind. No, I'm sorry, Dad. Tonight just has my mind wandering to places that it shouldn't go. Ooh, I love this scene. Sandy Claus. Oh, come on. don't pretend you don't love it too. You know, I think this Christmas thing is not as tricky as it seems. And why should they have all the fun? It should belong to anyone. Not anyone, in fact, but me. Why, I could make a Christmas tree, and there's no reason I can find I couldn't handle Christmas time. I bet I could improve it, too. And that's exactly what I'll do. Oh, I love this movie. Would you mind rubbing my thighs next, Dad? Yeah. Yeah, they're really sore. Yes, they are. I'm not just saying it so you'll touch me. I'm not that type of girl. You know what I mean. I'm not just some slut who will do anything to get her daddy to touch her the way she wants. Are you hard, Dad? Now that my legs are across your lap? I can feel you. God. Daddy, you must be really suffering. I'm sorry. No, I am. I like to be with you, and sometimes I might fantasize a little bit, but it's all meant to be fun. It isn't meant to cause you problems. Of course, I know it would be wrong if you touched me or I touched you, but maybe you could touch yourself. If you needed to, I mean. And I could touch myself too. It's just the two of us, taking care of our needs together, and nothing's weird about it. That's it. Yeah. Just take your cock out, Daddy. Oh. Oh my God. Oh. No, it's fine. I just got excited seeing it up close for the first time. I've thought about this a lot. Go on. Jerk off for me, Daddy. I have good ears. I'll hear if Mom comes downstairs. Yeah. I'm just going to touch myself, too. I can slip my hand into my panties and... You want me to take them off? Really? Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess it's not fair if I can see your cock and you can't see my pussy. You're right, Dad. You're always right. Okay. Better? I should have termed myself better for you, but I didn't expect I would ever be doing this for you. Yeah, I'm already really wet. Your hands did that to me, Daddy. Rubbing my feet and calves and thighs. So fucking naughty of you. Me? I'm innocent. I certainly didn't tempt you into this. Fine. Okay. I was being a little bit of a slut, but I just wanted to see how much I could get you to touch me, and now you're jerking off for me too. I feel so special tonight. I have a lot to give thanks for. You know, you don't have to get yourself off if you don't want. I could do it for you. No. Don't you dare go upstairs to fuck Mom. She doesn't deserve your cock. I just mean, I turned you on, so I should have to be the one that gets you off. Here. Come on, Please? Please let me suck your cock, Daddy. Please? Here, let me get on all fours facing you. I'm just going to suck your cock, okay? You don't have to say anything one way or another. Just let me do it. Then you're not being bad, right? It's just me being a little slut for you. And if you want, you can rub my back or my ass. Or you can even reach all the way around and feel how wet you made your little girl, Daddy. I've waited so long for this, Dad. You don't even know. You taste so good, Daddy. I'm so glad I saved myself for you. This is the first cock I've ever tasted. Does that turn you on? Just drip into my mouth. I think you're getting harder. Ooh, it just twitched. I must be doing a good job. Hey. Are you getting handsy? I guess it's fine. I did give you permission. It feels so right to have you squeezing my ass while I do this, Daddy. I always get jealous when I see you do that to Mom when you think no one's watching. She doesn't even try, and she gets that kind of affection. Yeah, that's it. You can. What are you doing with your fingers, Dad? Daddy, if you do that, I can't focus enough to suck your cock. You're so naughty doing this to your sweet, innocent little girl. If you want to, you can keep fingering me. I never deny you or anything. But it's wrong. It's wrong to have your thick fingers inside of your little girl. Yeah, it's wrong to keep thrusting them in and out of her. It's wrong to make her clench around you and stretch. Daddy, I want you to stop, please. Thank you, Dad. I didn't want you to stop because I didn't like it. I want you No, I need you to fuck me. No. No, Daddy, I promise, it's what I really want. I've wanted it so much. I know it's wrong, but I don't care. I need you to fill me first with your cock and then with your cum. I won't ever tell Mom or anyone, and I'll be so good for you, and once we do it, we'll get it out of our systems. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can just do it this once and then go back to being loving father and daughter again. But I need you to be my first, Daddy. Otherwise, I won't ever be able to get you out of my head. Right here is fine. Here, let me take my shirt off. I want you to see all of me. Daddy, you're so eager. Yeah. Oh, feel me up. Mm-hmm. Fuck. I've always wanted you to do this, Dad. I've been so bad. I've teased you on all of our calls and you deserve to do whatever you want to me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Suck my tits, Dad. Oh, I feel so good. Daddy? Are you gonna get on top of me? Please? I'm ready. I know it would be wrong. All of this is so wrong. But I need to be filled, though, Daddy. I need to be bred. If I don't have your cock, I think I'll go crazy. You're so fucking turned on. You're tripping. So you should fuck me, Dad. Yeah. I need you to fuck me now. I don't even care if I come. I just need your cock. And that's it. No, that's it. Don't even worry about a condom, okay? I'll spread as wide as I can for you, and you. You just. You just. Keep going. Don't stop, Daddy. It only hurts a little, but it feels. So fucking good. Mm-hmm. That's it. Make me a woman, Daddy. Fill me up so right. Can you feel how perfect and tight I am for you? You make me clench when you look at me like that. Fuck me harder. Please, I can take it. Yeah. I can take what Mom never could. Yeah, I want to be your best girl. Yeah, your only girl. So, please bug me harder. Yeah, cling me. Yeah, take me. Oh, Dad. Daddy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I can't. Give me your hand, Daddy. Cover my mouth. I'm about to. Screen. God. What just happened? You came in me, Daddy. You came inside your little girl. No, no, I'm not angry, not at you. I feel bad. I know it's wrong, but I had to have it. I had to have you. Did you feel the same way? Do you think you got it out of your system? Because we can't do that again, Dad. No matter how perfect it was, no matter how hard I came, we won't do that again. Okay. I'm glad we're in agreement, but obviously Mom isn't giving you what you need, so we need to fix that too. You absolutely cannot have any other girls. Some of my high school friends would absolutely let you fuck them all, and no. No way. Yes, they would. I don't blame them. You're very, very daddy. I'm just saying, it's not appropriate. And I know there's got to be some skanks you work with that would kill to have a chance to fuck you. They won't do either. I can't have my daddy, the most important man in my life, just getting his cock sucked by some random slut at work or some towny college whore. No. Even if Mom isn't giving you what you need, I don't want you to have to cheat or sneak around. No. Whenever you get horny, you should get on a Skype call with me. I'm safe. I mean it, Dad. It's not cheating if it's with me. Not really. I never steal you away from Mom or ask you to leave her. I just give you what you need. And we wouldn't really be having sex. Not like this. We'd just be relieving each other's stress. I was thinking that we could talk like we normally do, and if you have time, I could take off my clothes, or you could tell me what to do, and then you could touch yourself while you looked at me. Yes, you would come. I mean, you'd have to, right? You need to. I need you too, Daddy. I need you to come to me and me only. You understand, right? Even when you're fucking Mom, I want you to be thinking of me, your best and only girl. Good. Good. Okay, I'm glad that's settled. That's not so bad. And you'll see, we'll eventually stop thinking like this. I'll stop wanting you in a bad way, and by Christmas, everything will be just as right as reindeer.